Canada, truckers blockade U.S. border, tow companies show support. By Paul Bois on February 1, 2022. The Canadian Freedom Convoy has spread to the U.S. border with Alberta, where the local towing companies have refused to aid authorities in quelling the protest. Joining in support of the Freedom Convoy that traveled to Ottawa in protest of COVID vaccine mandates and restrictions, a number of truckers formed a blockade on the Canada-United States border in Coutts, Alberta, according to Rebel News. The truckers who shut down the border in Coutts, Alberta, voiced support for the truckers protesting in the capital city of Ottawa. On Monday, officers at the border began redirecting traffic elsewhere, though negotiations were made for the truckers to allow one lane of traffic. Police have since resorted to enlisting local towing companies to help quell the protest, but the companies have refused to participate. Speaking to Western Standard, one worker with a towing company said that they would lose the support of local communities if they were to help the police. An anonymous worker said, "We have created relationships in our community and contracts that would be in jeopardy if we participate in any way. A lot of these smaller companies don't want to ruin their reputation in the communities they serve, so they don't want to get involved. We have received calls here to supply our trucks, but we've also had calls from locals who won't identify themselves asking if we plan to send trucks. When I told them no, they said good, then we will keep supporting you." Citywide Towing in Calgary also told the outlet that their tow trucks were present in Calgary to aid people in need but will not be used to quell the protest. "Our trucks won't be heading outside of Calgary today," a call center employee with Citywide told the outlet. "We will be remaining in Calgary to service the surrounding area." TNT Towing in Lethbridge refused to comment, saying they did not want to get involved. Abe Martins from Exodus Car Transport said his company stands in solidarity with the truckers. "We are here with our trucks at the blockade, but we are participating and are in full support of the truckers," said Martins. CTV News reported on Tuesday that Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, began to slowly clear out protesters at the border. What may have begun as a peaceful assembly quickly turned into an unlawful blockade, RCMP said in a press release, adding, "While the Alberta RCMP has been in a position to conduct enforcement, we have been engaged with protesters at the Coutts border crossing in an effort to find a peaceful and safe resolution for all involved. We thought we had a path to resolution. The protesters eventually chose not to comply. As of Tuesday morning, further action is being taken by the Alberta RCMP as this blockade continues to impede the ability for emergency agencies to provide full services to area residents. It has also negatively impacted the flow of goods and services, and impedes the public's freedom of movement."